Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
Days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 45 seconds to the return of 45. All right, here is what's coming up. We have total designed border collapse, the most insane footage yet. Getting to that in a moment. We have Israel pushing in the last few months since October everyone into southern Gaza and then indiscriminately bombing men, women, and children. This is destroying Israel's image forever in the world view. Why are they doing it? Why did Israel stand down? I'm going to be laying all of this out. Just because I don't hate Israel does not mean I support what Israel is doing. Just like I love America, but I didn't support much of what we did in 2003 in Iraq and other areas. It's just unbelievable. And I put out footage that they admit's real, that was leaked from the Israeli Defense Ministry, because some of their people are upset, of what's clearly teenage kids. They look kind of autistic wandering around in the middle of the road in southern Gaza, and they get killed by drones. And it's right out of something from Terminator, Skynet. We have the up-close, very graphic footage of this. This is footage you're seeing from far away. And immediately I got hit by hundreds of thousands of comments, literally, saying it went viral, you know, millions and millions, tens of millions of views, like 6 million views on my ex account, but it got picked up everywhere. This morning it was 40 million views in different versions of what I said people put out. And it was, oh, these are Hamas. You're covering up for Hamas now. No, Hamas has tunnels under the ground. They don't walk down the middle of the street. So it's simply insane, and it's wrong. And I'm going to read to you the definition of genocide. This is genocide. And I've got hours, if you'd like, of Israeli television saying we're going to genocide them all. And Netanyahu quoting out of the Bible the verses where you're meant to go kill all your enemies. They go, well, in World War II, we carpet bombed civilians. There was an up-close video of it happening. So it's terrible. And so I'll be talking about that. Massive news. Global fertility crisis threatens 97% of world population. Top scientists warn world population to fall for first time since the Black Death 600 years ago. Huge thing happened yesterday. We barely even mentioned it. It should have covered it more, and more developments today. Taiwan now admits U.S. troops in Taiwan. That's a major red line for China and their dictator Xi Jinping. We have big developments, obviously, in Ukraine and NATO. Candace Owens has left the Daily Wire. I guess she wasn't fired, but they agreed she was going to leave because of her anti-genocide comments. Major study, widely used HPV vaccine, linked to 4 autoimmune disorders. Gold brace all-time record. LGBT movement labeled as terrorist organization in Russia. Massive 5G news. your calls. We're doing an X's Live event as well today. You'll want to stay with us. This is going to be one hell of a transmission. It officially kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Some of my earliest memories in East Texas and in Central Texas was sitting around the breakfast table with my grandfathers and my father and my uncles, hearing about the coming of the one world government and the mega computers that would control our every action and the beast computer in Brussels, Belgium, and the plan to destroy the family and how the mega banks controlled the communist movement worldwide. And my mother's father talking about space stations and ICBMs and army combat robots, because he worked on those secretly. And so it was put into my DNA 45 years ago, 46, 47. I remember being 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And both sides of my family were not talking about the Dallas Cowboys, even though they watched the Dallas Cowboys. And Tom Landry would come over to the house sometimes and visit my mom's dad. They were best friends and roommates at UT on the UT football team. But we weren't talking about Tom Landry. When Tom Landry came over, it was for prayer meetings. He and my grandfather would go back in his office for up to 2 hours. Clyde Hammond. Not name dropping, just saying, that's where I come from. And now we're here. That was 45 years ago. And people were aware of what was being built and being prepared then. And if it wasn't for people like that, who didn't even need to read the John Birch Society material, though they did because they'd seen it inside the government themselves. If it wasn't for those millions of people 50 years ago, 45 years ago that were aware, we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the globalists today. But because of those old-timers that were so dialed in, so tomorrow's news today, globalism is in deep trouble. The problem is they're starting World War III. They've sent troops officially into Taiwan. It's a major red line for the dictator of China, Xi Jinping. They're now having NATO demand more impressment or forced draft in Ukraine. The developments are insane, what's happening to the economy, and so much more. But the first thing I want to hit is what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border, or what was the border. And then I saw some footage, and Israel admits it's real, admits it came from the defense ministry that was leaked. Somebody was upset. I'm upset, too. That shows Israel is not some monolithic, you know, thing, whether it's a savior or a bad guy. It's not monolithic, depending on your perspective. It's still monolithic, not monolithic. footage of drones killing unarmed civilians walking down the street in southern Gaza, a street that's been bulldozed. And I put it out, and I got tens of millions of views, and I got overwhelming support across the political spectrum. But there was a large minority of people saying, oh, you work for Hamas now, and how dare you? Because I said, this looks like genocide to me, and it fits the definition, the erasure of a people. Plus, they're going to take the survives, all pissed off, and ship them here. That's now official. So I have a lot of reasons to oppose this, but any fool could sit back and say, what is Israel doing with all this HD footage? It'd be bad enough if they were doing this secretly. But they're doing it in front of the world. A few films of kids with their skin burned off from napalm in the late 60s turned Americans against the Vietnam War. And now we see this stuff right out of Terminator, people being vaporized, and folks are saying, good, just kill them all. I said, right after October 7th, an interview with Eric Prince and Steve Bannon. I was on Steve Bannon's show. I said, all Israel can do, unless it's going to lose a bunch of its troops going in there, is carpet bomb it all. But I said, that will turn the world against Israel, kill a bunch of civilians, and it'll only kill a small portion of the Muslims. So if you claim all Muslims want to destroy Israel, so we've got to kill them all, as a lot of Israeli politicians and former military leaders and others have said on Israeli TV, well, then you've just pissed off the beehive. You've thumped the beehive. There's a billion, almost 2 billion Muslims. So if you kill 100,000, if they kill, what, 40-something thousand now, most of them women and children, are you really helping Israel? No, you're not. So why did Israel stand down on October 7th for 7-8 hours? That's confirmed. Why are they doing things that's turning the world against Israel? Israel's not stupid. So I have my integrity, folks, and I don't like what Hamas did, and I was against it. And when they killed leaders of Hamas around the world, I've said, great. But who created it? Hamas. 1977, declassified in the mid-1980s. Just type in, Israel created Hamas. Because they didn't want the Palestinian Authority to be nonviolent. They wanted it to be violent, so they had an excuse to destroy it. That's a fact. So Israel has nuclear weapons, and anybody thinks they're going to destroy Israel without a nuclear war is a fool, and I don't want Israel to go away. I'm not an enemy of Israel, but that said, Israel has bought into this globalist New World Order program and is on a collision course for destruction. We're going to be breaking that down as well here today, and I'm going to show you the footage. But I'm really sickened by the comments I saw, because it was trending by my post on Twitter yesterday. But I'll show you in a moment. That, oh, this is fake video, or, oh, we're not killing civilians, or separately, oh, they're all terrorists, kill them all, including the children, because they'll grow up to be terrorists. I mean, that's on Israeli TV. I can play a 30-minute compilation of Israeli politicians and pundits on national TV saying, we are going to kill them all. Come on. I don't like the Islamists because they'll send their kids in to blow people up, and Islam wants to take over. But then you can't have it where, oh, we're going to kill the Muslims, and then you bring them into the West as well. So, no, I don't want to continue down this road. And public opinion polls worldwide are over 90% are against what Israel's doing. So one of the top Israeli ministers, Dermer, here's the headline, Israel will enter Rafah even if the entire world turns on us, including the U.S. Well, let me give you a little newsflash. The world already turned on you, buddy. So Napoleon said, when your enemy is destroying themselves, don't interrupt them. Well, just because the ADL lies about me to try to destroy my life, I don't blame all Jews or Israelis for that. So I am trying to interrupt you. And not because I'm on the Muslim side or the Jewish side, but because I understand that this is going to end up leading to nuclear war. Israel is going to get completely demonized by some of their own actions. And at some point it's going to be invaded. And nuclear weapons are all over the Middle East now, contrary to what you hear on the news. Iran's got them. Saudi Arabia's got them. And this is going to end up in a nuclear war, folks. Biblical. And a lot of people are like, yay, this is good. Kill the red heifer and build the third temple and all this stuff. Bring in the Antichrist so Jesus gets here. Christians and, I guess, Orthodox Jews, some of the sects, believe helping the Antichrist into power is something you're supposed to do. Okay, so this is all extremely Armageddon-ish. I'll be getting to that bottom of the hour in detail. That's a prelude of what I'm going to be covering. But let's hit this first. This is shocking footage of the illegal aliens, the military-age men, many of which are on tape saying, F you, we're taking over America, we're going to take your houses, we're going to rob you, MS-13, all these gangs. The Border Patrol opens up the fence, and the people run over them. Carrying drugs, God knows what. But the point is, this is not even a controlled destruction of the border. It is now officially gone, and it's beyond a dereliction of duty. It is deliberate treason against this country. So we need to declare.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Drone video reveals massive New York City migrant tent city kept under wraps by Democrats and media. That's on InfoWars.com. Illegal aliens storming the border in El Paso, Texas is totally not an invasion. And they got the great meme of Joe Biden eating a chocolate chip ice cream. Well, it's all going down. So, continuing. Biden administration fails to file paperwork, causes 200,000 migrants, illegal aliens, many of them hardcore criminals. So let's translate. Biden administration on purpose doesn't file the paperwork, causes 200,000 illegal alien deportation cases to be tossed. Serious concerns. Oh, my goodness. Well, he flies them all over the country. Venezuelan illegal calls for 300,000 followers to invade unoccupied U.S. homes. I got a bunch of footage of illegal aliens taking over homes in Maine, California, Texas, everywhere. Governor says illegal alien, says migrant, charged with rape at shelter, entered Massachusetts through federal program. They don't call them illegal aliens because they've illegally legalized them. Haitian migrant charged with raping 15-year-old girl in migrant hotel. Prosecutors. This video of the governor saying, just the way it is. Florida vows to send Haitian illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard and deploys more soldiers to barricade the coastline while gangs roam Port-au-Prince, hunting the wealthy and looting mansions as the bloodshed continues and saying they're coming to America to do it here. And they will. And if you fight back, Soros will throw you under the prison. It's DA's will. Mexico reaches agreement with Venezuela to deport migrants, so Mexico is going to deport their illegals, but not ours. Here's some of the footage I talked about. I'll play later. When the government is lawless, all power reverts to the people. And it shows in California the illegal aliens in San Fernando Valley, the citizens going and throwing them out of houses they've stole because the police won't do it. Two squatters are being shot in the NYPD for murdering a 52-year-old woman, Nadia Vitel, who was beaten to death and stuffed in a duffel bag. Police have not named the suspects. You know what that means. So it just goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, in El Salvador, an MS-13 terrorist was photographed as he flashed gang signs in traffic. 4 hours later, he was in police custody, facing 20 years in prison. El Salvador plays no games. So they want to bring us into lawless tyranny and then bring in a Maoist, which is official, at the universities and CIA-funded, revolution where, everything's free, your health care, your homes, your student loans, but you got to go take them from these people. And we've got a clip that Jack Posobiec sent out, opening scene of the new Netflix original, Three Body Problem, which gives you a mild rendition of Mao and what the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward using the youth would then go take people's property, beat them to death, kill them, stab them to death, burn them to death, and then take their property. And this was done to Xi Jinping's father in front of him, and they beat his sister to death. He joined in on beating his father and beating his sister to death. This is, he's proud of this. This is, look this up. And that's why he's the head of the Communist Party today. Beating your own father. Helping beat your sister to death up on a podium in front of 10,000 people. So here's a film version of the things that went on to over 100 million people that were killed, but just during this operation, 20 million. Here it is.
Oh, 是广大革命群众，你老实交代，你是不是精通各种力学？
你曾经是我的学生，你应该很清楚。
Yeah, the communists don't kill him. They get the youth to come up and start beating him to death and stab him to death. That's how it works. Just like Soros lets the violent criminals out, do the same thing, or they give hundreds of millions to Black Lives Matter if they burn down cities because they were abused by police. Imagine Xi Jinping's sister tried to save her father while he's being beaten to death. He lived, so they beat her to death, and Xi Jinping joined in. The murder of his own sister. Think he sold his soul right there? And here's his own family denouncing him. And then after they killed all the people that owned farmland and businesses, tens of millions more starved to death. They're recreating the French Revolution. And then if you said you were guilty, they still killed you or put you in a forced labor camp. Of dumb young teenagers being wound up at the stake, and now they kill him. Yay! Burn down the buildings, and Kamala Harris bails us out. And then years later, they give her city $20 to $50 million to Black Lives Matter for the good job they did. Getting them ready for when Trump wins to burn the country down again. And that's the whole plan. The CIA is running this right now against America on record. So there you go. And now they say illegal aliens can have guns. And now we've got footage coming out of guns being delivered to the migrant centers. Yes, you heard me right. That's coming up. I can't believe they're actually doing it, but they are. You're only 8 months away. They're planning to burn everything down, to say it's all white people's fault. These Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the illegal alien brigades, the military age men, to do this. This is actually the end of the country we're staring down the barrel of right now. All run by the CIA, all run by the FBI, all run by our government. So, here we are. What are we going to do about it? We can stop this, folks. We need the governors to face it, come out at press conferences. We need to recognize there's a plan to do it. And then by exposing what they're planning in November, they'll have to back down. But you have to admit what you're about to be hit by to stop it. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up the second and third hour, we're going to do a simulcast on Spaces X, or X Spaces, and we're going to be talking about what's happening in Israel and contrasting with what's happening in Ukraine, just in China and the U.S. troops being sent to Taiwan. The world not on the verge of World War III, the world now entering the beginnings and acceleration into deep World War III and all the horrors that come with it. So, I don't sit here and say this because I'm an apologist for Israel and that's my job, because it's not. The world is so against Israel right now and so overwhelmingly upset with what they've seen since middle of October and the bombardment and invasion of Gaza, they'll be much more popular for me. That's all I cared about, to just come up here and totally attack Israel. want to understand, and I do understand, what's really going on, and it's very sophisticated, and it's very evil, and it's to create a clash of civilizations. The globalists were heavily involved in staging 9/11, then they go and destroy the Middle East and other areas, and they bring tens of millions of those people to Europe and to the U.S. Then the left indoctrinates them, the universities indoctrinate them, and basically communist, globalist, anti-Western, anti-Christian propaganda. So there's a Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution going on. So I'm not for bringing the Palestinians here. I don't believe in destroying Israel. But I also, at the same time, don't want the U.S. to be involved, and I'm sick of foreign aid to any country unless it's purely humanitarian. We have our own problems here. Our country's collapsing. And I've tried to stay out of this. So I've been persecuted and attacked and lied about by the anti-Israel crowd. But I've also been persecuted and lied about by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the whole leftist Jewish crowd. That's a large part of that. Calling me anti-Semitic, a Nazi, all this crap. So I'm sitting here just trying to be a reasonable person and call balls and strikes. And I care about everybody. But I understand the geopolitical things that are going on. And we see October 7th happen, and it's terrible. Kidnappings, murder, abuse, and I come out and say I think it's horrible. And then, within a day or two, prominent Israelis and former generals and others come out and say, look, we had attack helicopters 5 minutes away, and we had thousands of troops 10 minutes away. Why did we stand down for at least 7 hours? It's more like nine. A complete stand down for 7.5 hours or so. Israel's tiny. She can, you know, drive from Tel Aviv in 45 minutes there. And a lot of former military and reservists got in their cars and drove down there and tried to protect people. There was a lot of friendly fire and things. It was a big disaster. I never said Israel staged the attacks or killed their own people on purpose. Most of them got killed by Hamas, but some did get killed. You're in a war zone. So that's also been falsely attributed that I'm saying Israel staged all this and that Hamas isn't real. No, that's not true. Hamas is very real, funded by Hezbollah, which I said would later take credit, which they have. But then why did Biden give them $6 billion a month before? Why did Biden then defend Iran and say they weren't involved when they were? Because there's a lot more calculus going into this. You got Jared Kushner, you know, saying we're just going to take Gaza and turn it into a nice oceanfront property. I mean, there's a lot of provocative stuff going on. And long compilations in English and in Hebrew saying kill everybody, quoting Bible verses, kill the women, kill the children. Even kill the Palestinians' animals. So why is the Western establishment in Israel wanting to look like villains here? Why did Israel Defense Ministry leak the footage we're about to show you of what's clearly teenagers wandering around down the middle of the street in southern Gaza, which they were told to go to months ago, and being vaporized by drone missiles? And then, oh, they're Hamas. No, Hamas is in the tunnels. And when I've seen Israel kill Hamas leaders in Gaza and around the world, I said, good, they deserve to die. So I don't sit here and mindlessly choose a side. My side is the truth. Now, that said, the footage I've been seeing, and it's not even denied, is of an eight-year-old walking down the street. He gets just shot. Or a mother walking down the street. She gets shot. Or Israelis bulldozing olive trees and fruit trees and laughing about it and then putting it out. I mean, if I wanted to demonize Israel, it'd be really easy. In fact, look out, because if I get attacked for this, people claim I'm making this up, I'll just do weeks of shows showing you nothing but war crimes. And we are going to show some of those war crimes, ladies and gentlemen. You know, my argument for showing some of it but not making it my central issue is the UN shutdown of the world for 3 years in the third world, 2 years in the West, has killed over 80 million people from starvation, the UN admits. Not the virus, but the lockdowns. So we don't hear about the 80-plus million that starved to death, malnutrition, from the lockdowns, which were very intense in the third world, Africa, Latin America, Asia. We only hear about the 20,000 dead Palestinian civilians, which is terrible. Then I ask, why are we being shown this constantly, and why is Israel putting it out and making these incredible statements while we're not talking about the global mass extermination that even rivals what Mao Zedong and the communist Chinese did. In fact, the globalists, with all this lockdown starvation and cutting off fertilizer and food, have already killed more people than Mao Zedong did. So there's that. So I don't lessen what's happened to the Palestinians. I'm like, okay, that's important. What about all this? So there's larger things at play here that people aren't talking about, big picture. And it's very tribal, very simple to choose the Israeli side or choose the Palestinian side. I'm pulling back and saying, day one, why did Israel stand out? Why did Hamas know the Shin Bet and Mossad safe houses on the border and where to attack? Because they were given the blueprint of where to attack and where to strike by somebody. And I don't know who. I'm simply saying probably the same folks that ordered a stand down. So Israel would then have the pretext to go into a full war footing, invade Gaza, commit atrocities, turn the whole world against Israel, and then elicit attacks out of Lebanon, out of the West Bank, and out of other areas. So then the ruling group in Israel that's had a revolution against them with forced injections and all the tyranny can stay in power. Now, I don't know if it's Netanyahu ordered the stand down. I don't know. We know what happened. Biden says Netanyahu should stand down. A lot of people think the people under Netanyahu want him out, so they stood down to demonize Netanyahu. I don't know. Other people will lie to you and say they do and simplify it because they're pea brains. I look at things and do deep research before I make a moral judgment on what is the proper thing to do with God watching me. So I am not the Jews' enemy. I am not the Palestinians' enemy. And Lord knows, I know that many of these Muslim groups are not covered little friends. So why are you bringing them here? Why is Israel saying they're going to take them here? So Israel says these people are so bad they can't even be allowed to exist, but you're going to then give them to us? No! And as I said a few months ago, that was my line in the sand where I began to really say Israel's losing the high ground. Israel's completely lost the high ground. And if you care about Israel, I'm neutral on it. You should be upset because there's something big going on here. So get past the emotion and get real. So I see a video on Al Jazeera, BBC, and everywhere, and I don't just believe it. I go check. Israeli papers admit, no, this is real footage. Somebody leaked it to the defense ministry, you know, a Edward Snowden type. Or maybe, you know, somebody in Israel wants a provocation and more war, so maybe a bad guy did it. I don't know. I've watched the footage blown up very close, and it looks like teenagers wandering up a street in southern Gaza. Skip the break. Wandering up the street in southern Gaza, real terrorists would be going building to building. They'd be hiding out and waiting. They'd be in the tunnels. No, they're just wandering up the street, and I've looked at how they're wandering. You know, we have a lot of mentally ill people and disabled people here and autistic people here. They got them in the Middle East. And if you watch very closely the steps, the way they're walking, I'd say the average age, and this is going to come.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last 3 years. Many of them admitted Hamas, Hezbollah, they're here. They won't have to go stage a terror attack. They will stage one at some point. Or the globalists may provocateur one. And then that legitimizes what Israel's doing. So we're really entering the zone of false flags. And then they think we're so dumb we won't ask, well, why'd you open the border up and let this happen to begin with? So there's something big going on here. So here's my ex post that has gotten 40 million views just on my post, 5.1, but it got duplicated everywhere. This morning I looked up over 40 million views. Israel has lost the high ground. This is not war. It is robotic mass genocide. Section 1091 of Title 18, United States Code, prohibits genocide whether committed in time of peace or time of war. Genocide is defined in 1019 of U.S. Code and includes violent attacks with a specific intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. And then I loved all the pro-Israel people attacking me, saying, well, good thing we don't follow your laws. It's the same international law. There's other laws in other countries. Israel built itself on being genocided or attempted genocide. So you know damn well what genocide is, Israel. I'll read that again. The United States Code prohibits genocide, whether committed in time of peace or war. Genocide is defined in Section 1091 and includes violent attacks with a specific intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. What did Hitler try to do to the Jews? And he did it. He tried it. People deny it. He wrote about it. Final solution, he was killing Jews en masse. Let's stop denying that went on. Okay, it went on. Sure, some people could exaggerate the numbers. Or, you know, as many Poles died as Jews died, the Nazis were killing them too. All the genocide was wrong. The Nazis were doing bad stuff. The point is that you then can't behave like the Nazis. Oh, the Nazis had their excuses too. But as an American, I want to stop World War III, and Israel can be the trigger for this easily with this. And then separately, there'll be terror attacks from the pissed off Muslims over this. And then I'll lose more rights in the process. This is bad for a person living in a Jewish settlement in Israel on the West Bank. This is bad for somebody living in Russia, somebody living in Mexico, somebody living in Canada, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew. This only leads to global destabilization, which Klaus Schwab says he wants, an angrier world to bring in their new world order. So that's where we are, folks. And Israel says they're not just going to take over all of Gaza, now they're going to take over more areas. Now they're going to go, they're already in the West Bank, and now they're going to go into northern Lebanon. They already have. And it makes you want to side with Israel because CNN and ABC News and Harvard are all anti-Jew, anti-Israel, and are promoting all this, acting like they're not involved in it. So there's a dialectic Hegelian clash going on here for a larger war, and it needs to stop now. It's like I'm against the Russia-Ukraine war, not because I'm for Ukraine or Russia, but because I understand the globalists started it and want this to bring in global government out of the crisis. You can be against the war in Ukraine and not be pro-Russian or pro-Ukrainian. You can be against Israel absolutely blowing its nose off of the shotgun or shooting their feet off of the shotgun, cutting their nose off despite their face, because you're against war and because you understand how senseless it is. So let's go ahead and play the Al Jazeera with English subtitles. Play that, and then we'll do the zoom in on people being vaporized by robot drones wandering up a dirt street towards Israeli troops who are a mile away. And this is confirmed. This went on. This happened. This is just a snapshot. Again, why is this being done? Here it is.
انسحبت الآليات من المنطقة برا لكنها بقيت تترصد المدنيين جوا حصلت الجزيرة على هذه الصور من طائرة مسيرة إسرائيلية من أسطول يحوم فوق غزة منذ ما قبل السابع من أكتوبر ويبدو واضحا من الصور أن هؤلاء الفلسطينيين لا يحملون
That's filmed by the Israeli drone, and it kills three people right away. One of them is injured. They limp up the street that's been fully bulldozed, so they don't have any infrastructure. And then that person gets vaporized. Now, again, this goes on every day, constantly. And then I've got Israelis on national TV saying, yeah, we're going to kill every single one of them. All right, go ahead and roll the zoomed in footage, or should I say the blown up footage? Here it is. Now, Israel says we've got to kill all these people because their kids will even grow up and kill us. Well, you're not killing the 800 million Muslims. All you're doing is pissing them off. And, of course, you can figure that out. So why are you doing that? Did Israel only kill the leaders of Hamas and did sanctions after this happened? They would have the high ground. People would feel sorry for Israel. Instead, Israel is acting in a very genocidal way. Meanwhile, all tracker cars in the Western world, all cars have tracker chips in them. Now, keep rolling this graphic. This shows what's happened in the last 3 months, 4 months. They tell you, now move to the next sector. They tell the North, move back. Then they move to the next sector. They blow that up. Now they say, move to the next sector. Then they kill everybody there. And that's where these young people were in the last area they're going into. And they're bottled up at the sea like Moses with Ramses II. But the Red Sea doesn't open up and nobody comes to save them. No pillar of fire comes to save them. Instead, a pillar of missiles comes and kills them there. So we're all being tracked. We're all being controlled, too. And look at this. Spy agency ready to launch new satellites tracking all vehicles in the world, including U.S. citizens. Pentagon to track all vehicles in live time with satellites for targeting with missiles. That's mainstream news. Spy agency ready to launch new vehicle tracking satellites. Isn't that cute? So all this Skynet crap you see being tested on the Palestinians to be used on us. Let's play a short clip. And this is mainly in Hebrew, but there's subtitles for TV viewers. Clip 30. And here are people in Israel, ministers, members of the Knesset, talk show host, saying we're going to kill everybody. Here it is.
Tutti che anche ho sentito qua. Per noi c'è uno scopo, distruggere Gaza.
You know, I'm very puzzled by the constant concern which the world is showing for the Palestinian people and is actually showing for these horrible, inhuman animals.
יהיה ממשל צבאי ישראלי בעזה.
אנחנו עכשיו מגלגלים בעצם את נקבת עזה, אם תרצה, נקבת עזה.
ישראל חייבת לשלוט בעזה לאורך זמן, כי אם התיישבות יהודית בשטח רצועת עזה, כי אם אנחנו לא נהיה שם, ויהיו שם 2 מיליון...
לכבוש את עזה, שהאדם טוב מאוד שצהל יהיה בתוך עזה, ומרצון נגרש אותם. וזה מעשי?
יהודי, בוודאי. אם אנחנו נכריע אותם, בוודאי שזה מעשי. אי
אפשר שאנחנו נהיה יושבי נפש בבית, ונגיד, אוי, יש שם 39, כן? מי שנשאר שם, זה חצר אותו, נקודה. אין לי ספק אפילו.
אני היושב ראש.
אמרתי, לצרוף את עזה, לסרוף, מה זאת אומרת? שניכנס ולקרוא אותם, זאת אין פה מחשבה אפילו, אין שיקול דעת.
All right, that's enough. It goes on and on. Everything is ours. We're going to kill everybody. Okay. When I went and saw the new Dune movie, that's excellent, way better than the first one, which is okay. The whole thing's a Muslim uprising. The whole thing is you know, tailored for a Muslim uprising against the American Empire. Months before 9/11, they had Pearl Harbor movie come out, all perfectly timed. This is all meant to create a global Muslim uprising, and out of this worldwide crisis, they will then destroy the Muslims and bring in a world government. I don't want to be part of that. I'm against that. I'm against World War III. We're going to go to break. Please remember, the only way we stay on air is when you support us and spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And these are amazing products you need. The missing link, billions have cognitive disabilities because they're missing iodine. Most iodine in food is bound to other elements, you don't absorb it. This is pure iodine. X3 triiodine, all three good types, including deep crystal iodine, is back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there. It's discounted. That sale's about to end. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. That's selling out. Still discounted. The best energy, clean, no letdown. It's there. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two in a simulcast with Spaces X. X Spaces, straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.